Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, as you guys just mentioned a couple minutes ago, it's voting day, and California midterm election polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight, so there's still plenty of time to cast your vote. And if you don't know where to vote in person, you can go to vote.org to find that out. And if you need a ride, Lyft is giving voters 50% off rides, bikes, and scooters to get to the polls. Just use the code VOTE22 in the app. Again, polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight, so get out there and vote.
There you go.
I will have no problem. I will get off the air at 7. I will be standing at this school right down the hill from my house, probably about 7:10 p.m. And I suspect there'll be no lines. You know why, George?
Why is that?
Ain't nobody going out to vote in this weather.
Okay.
I mean, that's just the way people are. They're like, yeah, I want to vote, but man, do I want to go out in the rain and the wind and the cold? Me? I'm an American. Okay? American. Feel me?
What does that mean, though?
Just that I'm born in the United States and that I'm going to vote.
No, I know. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying because...
Proud American. American.
I didn't understand that aspect of it. So.
Veterans Day is coming up this week. Marine birthday coming up this week. My boy just retired from the Marines after 24 years.
Right.
American. Proud. Going to vote.
Tell your friend thank you for his service, Cappy.
I will.
Do that. Tell him.
You know I will. Sergeant
Absolutely.
Pena? Gunnery Sergeant Alan Pena, we appreciate you, sir. 24 years in the United States Marine Corps. We love you, buddy. Thank you. Hoorah. How was that?
All right, that is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right, Cappy.
Yeah.
You ready
talk
for
some
this?
Lakers? You going to talk some Lakers today?
Yeah.
Because if you are, I'm going to shout out right now one listener to this show. It's time for a call. When's my boy Kitty Cat going to come back and rip you and tell you you don't know anything about basketball?
Okay.
Putting the shout out to him.
Yeah, I don't feel like talking to Kitty Cat today.
Come on.
Not today.
Take the call.
I don't have enough sleep in me to talk to Kitty Cat today.
Is he on the line?
So.
I don't want to dump that much, Cappy. We can't do that until, you know.
Yeah.
That's not.
You don't want to dump that much.
Let's just save when I have like the energy to deal with his nonsense.
All right, go ahead. Anthony Davis, you were going to say.
So Lindsay went and listened to the postgame audio, as we heard Darvin Ham earlier. So Anthony Davis sounded very frustrated, right? And I don't blame him, because anything, you know, with a 2-8 start, you'd certainly feel that way. But I want you to hear this audio, and I just kind of want to get your first kind of thoughts, just your immediate thoughts, first thing that pops in your head when you hear this audio from AD. Go ahead.
Obviously it sucks. You know, we don't want to be 2-8 at all. Like, it sucks for sure. Yeah, you got to look at big picture. I mean, it's been 10 games, but still, you know, fairly early in the season. 2-8 is just a hard pill for me to swallow. Obviously, you know, you can obviously change it around. I mean, I think, you know, come back, go on a run. You know, we got to put it together. And it seemed like we lost our defensive intensity, and that's what's killing us. But, I mean, it sucks to be 2-8.
So what are your thoughts as you hear that?
Just so you know, it's the first time I've heard it. I agree. It sucks to be 2-8. I like when guys are willing to curse publicly and have it beeped out, so that's a second thought. And when you talk about losing the defensive intensity, my first thought becomes, why is that? Why is this team, according to Anthony Davis, losing its defensive intensity? Why is it giving up 139 points? I mean, what is going on out there, especially in the second half? You're losing your defensive intensity? So those are my initial thoughts, George. How about you?
What I would say about that, because those were not my initial thoughts.
Oh, surprised.
Yeah. What I would say about that is that when you look at the Lakers and their team defense and defensive rating and all that stuff. At the moment, when you look at them, they're like number 12, which is, you know, like more or less kind of close to the middle of the pack. And maybe that's just what they are. Maybe those first couple of games that we saw were not really indicative of who they are. Couldn't that be fair to say? Like, that's kind of small sample size theater, isn't it?
I know, but what kind of gets to me is how the first, let's call it six games or so, seven games. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, listen, so they don't have any great shooters.
Right.
But wow, aren't you impressed with how much better they are defensively? I mean, statistically speaking, look how much better they are on the defensive end.
Yeah.
What's happened? They can only sustain it for six games, seven games?
Yeah, defense is hard. Like, it's, you know, people think like, oh, defense is not hard, it's just effort. Well, yeah, there's more than that. But even if it was just effort, it could still be hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, you know, you underestimate how good scouting is now in the NBA, how good other teams are, like how the Lakers have a lot of guys on this roster that are not great defenders that were maybe playing over their head a little bit.
Yeah, but these guys last night for Utah.
No, they crushed them.
No, like, but they're knocking down.
The 139 is an anomaly. That's not, I mean, although Utah did put up 130 twice on them, but maybe that's the anomaly. Well, but I also don't think that they were the number three defense in the league either.
No, but what I'm getting at is the guys last night who were dropping shots. I mentioned Clarkson and Beasley earlier because those are two guys that I kind of really like their game. I look at those guys and they're knocking down what are pretty much kind of wide open shots. There's very little contesting of the shot going on. So, you know, when you're a decent shooter, I mean, if there's nobody in front of you, you're giving them a really good opportunity. Like, remember earlier in the season when everybody was like, yeah, we're not even defending Russ because we know he can't knock down a shot? These guys, it's not that they're not defending. They're not getting there.
Right.
So what else were you thinking when you heard what Anthony Davis said?
I just felt like it was honest, so I appreciate that part of it. But it just felt like it was lacking direction.
I thought you were going to say it sucks.
Well, clearly it sucks. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I mean, Anthony Davis said like three times it sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody expected them to be 2-8. I mean, if they were 5-5 right now, think about how you'd still think they're a championship contender.
Right, you would. Because here's the thing. People are like, well, you know, they're only a couple games back of the Warriors. But here's the thing. Like with the Warriors, I've seen them win a championship. And I think that the challenge is they've gone from the hunters to being the hunted again. And now we know Steph, Draymond, and Klay know how to handle that, even as they've gotten older, but the rest of those guys don't. And they're trying to integrate the young guys to play with the older guys, and that's a little bit of a challenge. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not like super worried about them being in the playoffs and being a team that is going to be competitive in the postseason. With the Lakers, I worry about, can they even make the play-in? They're the 14th seed at the moment.
Right. They're the bottom of the barrel. Oh, there's somebody, one more underneath them, but they're the bottom.
I just feel like with Anthony Davis, when LeBron speaks, for better or worse, right, there seems to be a purpose behind it, right? There's not a lot of meandering. Oh, it sucks. We're 2-8, and hopefully we can get it going. And LeBron usually speaks in declarative statements. Is that fair?
Declarative.
Yeah.
Nice word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that. Okay, I'll go with you.
Right. So,
But Anthony Davis, what are you saying? He's kind of like, he's not really saying anything. Hey, look.
No, I mean, he's saying what he believes, which is true, but it's also kind of just like all over the place. And
does anybody who's standing there with a microphone say, excuse me, AD, excuse me, when you say that you guys are losing your defensive intensity, can you explain why that is?
I'm sure someone did. I didn't watch the postgame, so I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, so.
I didn't watch the postgame.
Well, I mean, I didn't because I was busy last night.
No, but I understand. You know. I was busy as well. That's why I didn't watch the postgame.
What were you busy doing?
I was having a dinner last night with some people.
Oh, some people, huh?
Well, business dinner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what kind of business? Like merch business? Like
you? No, not merch. No,
nacho
not merch.
Crumb t-shirts? Or?
No. But those, I do have a lot of people, George, that are asking me if they can be the t-shirt company that manufactures the t-shirts that when we go meet up with Chris Jericho, they can come along with us, take pictures, you know, hand off t-shirts and stuff like that.
By the way, the real Eric G just tweeted us, said, wow, Cappy, at Scott Kaplan, that sounded massive sus, bro.
Which
Sedano, Lindsay Baseball Unique, how are y'all going to let him get away, get him, how are y'all going to let him say that and not correct him?
Yeah,
what did he
part?
Say?
Yeah, which
I
part?
Was super... I don't understand the tweet. I'm with y'all.
Yeah, what was hella sus, bro?
I mean, you're hella sus kind of regularly.
Yeah.
So what ends up happening is you're so hella sus all the time that it just things will slip through the cracks now on us.
I guess you guys weren't listening to my hella susness, but somebody out there heard it.
Right.
And I challenged that foo to tell us what was so hella sus.
Yes, the real Eric G, too. Please explain and elaborate.
Yeah, just let us know because I don't know. Yeah.
But I'll come out. Y'all know that.
I just am like so disappointed on Anthony Davis right now. Like it just
I understand.
Player that I thought he was going to be. I don't think that even just the way he's carrying himself is ideal either. Like I'm very down on him at the moment.
Wow. My man Sedano is down on AD. You used to call AD, what was that little nickname you had?
Extraterrestrial.
Nah, there was something else you said about him. Not extraterrestrial.
Cheat code.
A cheat code, please.
I mean, he was a cheat code.
No.
Yeah, he was.
He was good.
No, he was a cheat code.
No, stop.
He was.
Terrible.
He was the reason they won a championship.
He was part of it.
No, he was a huge reason. Don't give me he was part of it. Like
he was part of winning a championship. I'm not taking that away from him.
He was probably, if I had to guess, he might have been the biggest reason.
Okay, that's fine.
So,
doesn't mean he was a cheat code.
Yes, he's a cheat code.
Nah.
He was then in 2020. He was. There's no question about it.
Well, and therein lies your disappointment, my friend.
Correct, that he has not replicated said cheat code.
Right, he was, according to you, a cheat code.
Right, and I thought he had turned the corner. Like, we were going to see the era of AD, and maybe that's what it is. I'm just disappointed at myself, too.
Yeah, I mean, your scouting sucks.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's kind of like being 2-8. Like, being 2-8 sucks.
Him being a cheat code.
Wrong.
For the one season.
Cheat code.
And he also did, I also was correct, sort of, about a championship on Figueroa. Just no champ, a parade down Figueroa. I was right about the championship, not so much about the parade.
I was sort of kind of.
I also could not account for a once in 100-year event.
I am shocked. I mean, with you, Mr. Cryptocurrency and electric car, the fact that you didn't see the pandemic coming, come on. What's wrong with you?
Open your eyes. A lot of cryptocurrency in a couple weeks when this thing bottoms out.
Oh, yeah?
That's not financial advice, though.
You're going in for more, huh?
Yeah, I mean, history. Crypto Ray and I chat, but I don't necessarily know if I follow his advice. I would say that Crypto Ray and I chat about.
How
something.
About you, Lindsay? You ever follow the advice of Crypto Ray?
I don't really go to him for advice. I listen to a lot of podcasts that Sedano has referred me to.
Mm. Yeah, I just know you like your crypto.
Yep.
So anyway.
Yeah.
The biggest, look, if what is it? You don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it, you know, that kind of thing. So, anywho, not financial advice. Nonetheless, yeah, I'm just disappointed in AD, man. I think that I yesterday I was fired up. I'm going through the stages of
grief.
Of grief, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where I was just like angry, you know, right, at first. And now I'm just kind of like bargaining, I feel like. Am I bargaining now?
You saying bargaining?
Yeah, I was in denial. I got into anger. Now I'm like bargaining. Yeah. I'm in the bargaining depression stage now.
Okay.
Where it's just kind of like, man, I'm really disappointed in you, man.
You know what the next stage of all this is?
Acceptance.
No.
It's the last stage.
No. The next step is trade. See, you're going to get to a point where you're going to start saying,
but that's part of the acceptance of just moving on.
You got to trade him. Got to move him.
I mean, he could get you probably a decent return. I don't know how decent, though, because I'm not Ramon or Woj, so.
Yeah, well, you also got to ask LeBron if it's okay.
Probably. Because you're kind of then closing the door on this era of basketball, right?
Well, you're just going to change your style, that's all.
Yeah, maybe. Anywho, Cappy, coming up next, Shohei Ohtani and the Angels. I think we're in for a showdown. You want to talk about a trade scenario? Well, they're saying no. I think that we are gonna see a game of chicken here at some point. But real quick, before that, join us at Bastards Canteen, a veteran-owned and operated restaurant this Thursday in honor of Veterans Day. Bastards Canteen, in association with Save the Brave, present the 246th Marine Corps birthday and Veterans Day bash. The biggest event of the year returns to downtown Downey for the 10th year in a row, celebrating our Marines, veterans, and community Thursday. This Thursday, November 10th, it's from 3 to 10. We'll be broadcasting live beginning at 1 o'clock through 7 o'clock. Mason and Ireland and ourselves at Bastard's Canteen at 11045 Downey Avenue. 21 and over, inside, obviously, the bar area. You know, there'll be stuff going on outside, so you can bring the family outside. Live music, beer garden, exclusive Bastard Canteen menu and craft cocktail bar. Marine Corps, cake cutting ceremony, and more. And the event will be outside and will be closing down the main street between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. So get out there to Bastard's Canteen. We'll be out there on Thursday. But coming up next, let's get into this showdown with Shohei next.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah. It's wide open.
Oh, my God.
Under the sunlight. Yeah. Take me to this place. I'll show you everything with arms wide open.
Oh, this song.
Oh, I love Creed.
No, they stink.
Nah.
Yeah, they do.
Nah, you guys got it all wrong on Creed.
They were like cool for like a second.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Cap, did you listen to Creed while wearing like a flannel and a puka shell necklace? And highlighted hair?
I didn't have all of those accessories, although they sound pretty dope.
Dope,
but
yeah.
I liked Creed. Oh, it's why is it like why is Creed like considered uncool? I don't get it. Like, what did they do?
It's like
what did
them
they do?
Like Nickelback?
No, come on, stop.
All the bands you like?
They're not like Nickelback. Don't say that. What's the one in 40-Year-Old Virgin? There where they're like the scene where the God, I talk myself into these things, and then I can't do these lines on the air anymore. I used to say these lines no problem. Now I just got to bite my tongue.
God, what is
what band is it in 40-Year-Old Virgin where they're teasing each other and
Who
is it?
Yeah.
Is it Coldplay?
Is it Coldplay?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Creed. I don't know what's wrong with Creed. Look, come on, Laura, what's wrong with Creed? Maybe you and I should do a Creed pajama jammy jam.
Oh yeah, no. Hard pass.
What? A whatty what?
Like a, like where we get together, like, okay, I'll give you an example.
Like
ready,
a little
Laura?
Sleepover, but a karaoke style.
Well, like Laura, how about this? You ready? I'm gonna challenge you to something.
Which song ages
it is
better?
Coldplay, by the way. It
was Coldplay. Yeah. There you go. which song aged better?
Yeah,
Blackstreet featuring Dr. Dre, No Diggity,
right?
Or Creed's Arms Wide Open?
They're completely different songs, and
right,
they both
which age is better?
They both age beautifully.
No,
they're both wonderful tunes.
If you hear, you listen, when Laura was playing No Diggity.
Right, I got into it.
Yeah, and everybody like kind of bobs their head to that.
No Diggity is still played at like every wedding, every dance, every like dance, whatever outlet.
Yeah, well, with Arms
Who
Wide Open
Creed?
Is played at every, it plays Cappy. At every Creed concert.
Right. There you go.
Did you play Creed at your wedding, Cap?
I don't recall Creed at my wedding.
No,
but
you were married before
song?
Then. Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember. No, no, no. My wedding song was
Oh, no, no. Your wedding was after 2000. You're right. You're right.
No, no. My wedding was 99.
99? Oh, then they weren't. Yeah. Arms Wide Open was 2000, so.
That's too bad.
Well, that
you would have played it,
probably so.
It should be your first song. Your first
and then
dance
you would,
if you marry Rachel.
You would have been in the middle of the party and just singing, with arms wide open, and your arms wide open.
Totally.
At
Yeah. I'll tell you another song that I love from Creed.
Yeah.
I created my own prison.
Ay, Dios mío.
No. You guys know that song?
Mm. Yes, but I don't love the original, and I certainly don't love whatever remake you just made.
Now, I think that Creed, when they lost their lead singer, had like another band with the same guys without the singer. I can't remember what they were called, but I even saw them in concert one time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean they lost their singer? Like, he's not... Like, he quit.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, Scott Stapp.
Okay, you made it sound like he died. You're like, they lost the singer.
Poor guy. I mean, so he's still alive, right?
Yeah, he's definitely still alive.
Okay, well, they didn't lose him. I mean, he quit the band. They kicked him out. I don't know exactly what happened.
He's only a few years younger than you, Cappy.
How old is he?
49.
Stapp is 49.
Yeah.
Wonder if I could get him to play, like, my birthday, like what he's doing now.
I mean, maybe. You never know. So maybe he could come to Bastards Canteen this Thursday since we'll be there from 1 to 7.
That would be great.
Yeah.
He and I could do a Creed set together. But Laura, just a challenge for you. You ready?
Go for it, Cappy.
Tomorrow night on Late Night with Laura on Instagram Live.
Oh, I haven't done those in a while. Okay.
How about a little Creed set from you?
If you join, I might play a Creed song.
Oh, there you go. You got to join in.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah. So, Cap, I just Googled Scott Stapp. He apparently had a rough time. At one point, he was like even homeless.
No way.
Went through a rough stretch there.
With all those hits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's pretty terrible. Now I feel bad.
I think he's gotten out of it now. I think he's like,
I mean,
it
still doesn't mean their music was very good.
So their music was outstanding.
Yeah, not great. By the way, something that also was not outstanding is the Angels situation.
What's
Perry
Manassian,
their general manager, have you heard him kind of say that the Shohei Ohtani will not be traded? Did you hear that? You see that?
I've seen
story?
It. I'm familiar with the story. So here's the deal. Yeah.
Let me just be honest with you.
Okay, go ahead.
The team's not is for sale, correct? Right?
They
we know
are.
That.
According to reports, yes, Artie Moreno plans to finally get out of this disaster.
So do you believe that the general manager actually has the actual ability to do what he said, which is not trade him, A, and B, also said we plan to have him here for a long time? What authority does he have at the moment to sign anyone to a long-term deal?
He has no authority.
Right. So what are we, like, why are you just, like telling us these things like we're blind or something?
And what do you think he's doing? You think he's trying to dupe you into giving him something to trade for Ohtani?
Not me. What the hell am I going to give him?
I don't know. I mean, a kid?
Yeah, no, I like Mateo too much.
You like Mateo?
Even for Shohei.
But come on, listen, I saw the video on Instagram this weekend where you were pitching to Mateo.
Yeah, he went right back at me.
He got a nice swing, but he ain't Ohtani. Come on.
No, you know, that's fair.
For a kid to be named later?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, George? You think that the Angels are putting this out there for
everybody? I think
they're
full of crap, is what I think. Okay. That's what I think. The Angels are full of crap at the moment. Yes.
I'm so glad I push you into saying what you're really trying to say.
They're full of crap. No, they're... I'm sure you want to keep him forever. I would too, because he's great. But the reality is, you're in a situation with the sale where you can't like sign him.
Not right now.
Right. So what are you supposed to do? Now you got to wait for the sale. And here's what I had this conversation around the horn, and Woody Page shot back at me like, "Well, they gotta keep him because of the sale of the team." And you know, I'm like, dude, there's only 30 of these. Like the reality is, if Shohei Ohtani's not on the team, is it really going to impact the sale of the team by that much when you're probably going to get billions of dollars anyway?
Was Woody saying that the team is worth more with Ohtani on it than it is?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really, really think that Ohtani being on the team makes them worth $100 million more. But I would say this, if I were somebody that was looking at buying the Angels right now, one of the things that I'd be trying to figure out is, how do I make sure I have Ohtani on this team for the next 10 years, and am I willing to pay, you know, $500 million,
you know,
$50 million a year?
You know what I would be doing?
Tell me.
If I were buying this team right now, and I clearly don't have billions of dollars to buy the Angels.
Put a group together. Do it.
I don't. I don't have that. And here's the thing.
Talk to Magic Johnson.
I just think that I think this general manager, and I don't know him at all, I just think that what he's putting out there is just not believable. Like, it's just nonsense to me. So, again, we know that he doesn't have the authority at the moment because they don't have an actual owner, in theory. Like, we have an owner that's trying to sell here. So,
Well, maybe what he's trying to do is he's trying to say to everybody in advance of the winter meetings,
he's not available, but he's kind of available.
Well, he's not available. So now somebody says to him, okay, look, I know Ohtani's not available. I've read everything that you've said, but I want to throw an idea your way. And then all of a sudden, now you're having some dialogue. But you've come in with more because you knew that he wasn't available. And now I want even more.
Okay, but what I would add is this. Is if I were buying this team, okay, mm-hmm. if I called Artie Moreno right now, can I call you? You be Artie Moreno?
Okay, I'm Artie Moreno.
Okay, which is weird because I'm the Hispanic guy, right? So right. I should be the I'm the Latino. I should actually be Artie Moreno. But I'm going to be me buying the team with my group, okay?
Okay, I'm Artie.
All right. Hey, Artie, I want to buy this mm-hmm. team.
Sedano? Is this
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Kid, get out of here. You don't have the money to play in this.
Okay,
this.
But I got people.
Oh, all right. That's different.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
go ahead.
I want to buy this team. I got the group. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. I need you to trade Ohtani, though.
Why is that?
Because I want you to get the biggest haul perhaps in the history of the sport. Because I think that's what he's worth.
So you want to buy the team with prospects rather than Ohtani?
I'm buying lottery tickets, yes.
Okay, and if I...
Because you know why? Because we have one of the worst farm systems, or you... But we, eventually, when I buy it, have one of the worst farm systems in the sport. And we cannot sustain winning with all the holes we have on this team, including the rotation beyond Ohtani, and the holes we have in the field, plus a terrible farm system, if I don't at least attempt to do a true rebuild here.
Okay, that's fine. Let me ask
you
this
question.
And I can't
trade Mike Trout because he's... Now, you know what? If you, while you're here, can you convince Mike Trout to waive his no-trade clause for a couple of teams? Because I'd be willing to do that too.
Probably think he would be willing to do that based on our lack of winning. Let me ask you this, Sedano.
Yeah. All right, Artie.
How much are you willing to pay if the team has Ohtani?
Hold on. Let me look up the Forbes value, even though that's not necessarily correct. Forbes value.
Let's just play with a number here today, George. MLB. Let's use.
Hold on.
Number.
Let's try to be as accurate as possible here.
Okay. You want accuracy? Go ahead.
Yeah. Just give me a second. Okay.
Okay. God, I'm going to take a guess. At the
Angels.
The Angels are worth,
according to Forbes.
Yeah.
$2.2 billion.
Okay. $2.2 billion.
Yeah.
Now, if I trade Ohtani.
By the way, your operating income, according to them, minus $2.4 million. Which again, we don't know. I don't know how accurate this stuff is, and it's probably not very accurate.
Really, Forbes is off.
Yeah. But
not a trustworthy.
How about we finish this after Radio Tinder?
Okay, because this is an important part of what we have to talk about here.
Okay, you can be Artie later, all right?
All right, I like being Artie.
Although people are wondering like why we did a Creed breakdown before this, but we can discuss that as well a little later. All right, Radio Tinder is next.
Thanks, Christopher.
Oh, real quick, by the way, Days of Our Lives.
Dude.
I mean, people will argue.
What a show.
I've never been a huge soap opera guy, but in college I loved watching Days of Our Lives.
What a show. Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Days of Our Lives in probably 25, 30
years. And I bet you right now if we jumped on, we'd have a decent idea of what's happening.
Here's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
John Black and Marlena are having marital problems.
Maybe marital problems or someone is like trying to ruin their marriage.
Right. Bo and Hope have some kind of adventure. They're out to sea somewhere.
Yeah.
Victor Kiriakis is like 450 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm telling you right now, I could watch Days of Our Lives tomorrow and know every character and everything that's going on. I haven't seen it in 25 years.
Me too. We should do it.
What time is it on and what channel?
I don't know. I think it's on Peacock now.
Is it still on?
It is.
Yeah. It's still on.
Is it on Peacock now?
I think it's still, yeah. I mean, it's still on regular TV, though, right?
Is it on NBC still?
I think so.
God, I loved it. I loved the bar that they used to hang out at.
Yeah. I loved
Hospital
Passions.
That Hope used to work out.
You can stream it on Peacock.
Passions was my show.
Passions?
Passions was terrible.
Oh, so bad it was good.
Anybody
I know.
See
I hear
Barbara?
You. They had that little
the witch
character.
Yes.
It was terrible.
And then the little doll that came to life, Timmy.
Yeah,
he'd be like,
so
oh,
dumb.
Timmy. Timmy thinks Tabby shouldn't do that. And he was so creepy.
It was terrible. So terrible. It was terrible.
Loved it.
No General Hospital takers here?
No,
I like the little General Hospital.
No,
like
even though Stephen A. Smith has a recurring character on there. But no.
I like that. And anybody ever watch Santa Barbara?
Nope.
No. Man, Days of Our Lives. That was it. It's
my
the
mom,
only one.
Man. She smoked Benson Hedges and watched soap operas.
Yeah. Benson Hedges, huh?
Yeah, remember those cigarettes?
The hundreds?
Yeah, the long ones.
Yeah.
In the house.
Yeah. It's on Peacock now. That's where you can find it. It's not on NBC anymore.
What?
Not on
it took it off a regular broadcast television?
This year, apparently.
Where do all the old people watch it? Because that's like a thing that people, you know, once you're like retired, that's the thing where everyone's like, oh, you sit around and watch soaps.
Yeah. I'll have to ask my mom if she still watches Days of Our Lives.
I was going to say, because I feel like people like my parents' age have trouble with the whole streaming service thing.
Not me.
Oh, yeah,
I'm a young guy.
Not you at all, Cappy. You never have trouble with the
Amazon
streaming.
Amazon Prime. I know how to watch games.
That's right. You just talk it right into your remote.
You're right, I do.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah. No, that is what he does. He goes, Amazon Prime. Why do you change your voice when you do it, too?
ESPN.
Yeah, you do that. That's the voice you use.
Fox Sports.
Why do you do it that way?
Because I'm trying to like do it off mic so you guys don't hear me. Clearly, it's not working.
Yeah.
You know, Fox Sports 1.
Yeah.
Election coverage, CNN.
By the way, right now in the studio, we've got like Sportsnet LA up on, and they have like video from this Lakers reunion thing where they're doing the jump on it dance.
Uh-huh. Jump on it. Kemosabe. Yeah, jump on it.
No sound, but it's very funny. Watching all these.
Who is your favorite Days of Our Lives character? If you had to do a Mount Rushmore, like four Days of Our Lives characters, who are they?
Bo.
Yeah,
John
Bo
Black,
for sure. Yeah.
John Black. Roman.
Roman?
Yep.
Roman, come on.
No, Roman, because there's a lot of iterations of Roman, and he's an important character, and I got to put Marlena up there. I think Marlena.
No, for sure. But what about Sammy?
No, Sammy's fine. She's cute. I had the hots for Sammy. But no, I don't put her on
the
Mount Rushmore.
Dude, she's like the villain of villains. Like, she's like the constant villain. Like, Victor Kyriakis probably isn't even there anymore.
Victor Kyriakis. Make sure you pronounce his name correctly.
Yeah.
Victor Kyriakis.
But John, Marlena, Hope. And Bo, right? Are probably
Hope
the top
and Bo
four.
Are great. Although, how about what's his name? The guy Patch. The guy that used to have the eye patch on.
Yeah, the eye patch guy. I forgot.
What was his name?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Patch, they called him at one point.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Lynn. Sorry. Yeah,
I haven't done one yet.
I thought one was
you were
going
to say, like,
lives.
Go to the next one.
No, that was Christopher's thing. Yeah.
All right. So, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling headline the 8-player contemporary baseball era players ballot to be considered for election to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Right.
The ballot also includes Rafael Palmeiro, Albert Bell, Dale Murphy, Don Mattingly, and Fred McGriff. All of these players were previously considered by the Baseball Writers Association of America, but none of them received enough votes for election. So now, with this year, this new 16-member contemporary committee will cast their ballots on December 4th. And of these 8 players, 12, they need to have at least 12 votes to get...
12 of the 16.
Yes,
to get
12 of the 16 to get into the upcoming Hall of Fame class.
Okay.
Do you guys think any of these players are getting voted in? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano.
Can you do we know who the voters are?
I just asked my one of my friends who he actually... is a baseball writer. He was in like the John Spink Award the one year. So I'm asking him who the writers are because I feel like that matters here.
For sure. The younger they are, the bigger chance that more of these guys get in.
Right. So the list again, Cappy, is Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling, Rafael Palmeiro, Albert Bell, Dale Murphy, Don Mattingly, and Fred McGriff.
Jeez, I couldn't write them all down fast enough.
I got them for you here, dude, if you need them.
Yeah. I believe some of these guys could be getting in. I mean, first of all, I believe that Barry Bonds should be in.
100%. Even before any alleged stuff, he was a 3-time MVP.
Yeah, but, I mean, listen, everything that he accomplished, the entire body of work, I don't care if they call it the steroid era. I also think that Roger Clemens should be in, and he was on the other side. He was pitching all juiced up. So that was the era that they played in. Not everybody took it. The guys that did put up big numbers, and I believe deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I know I'm probably alone in this because, the purist out there goes, no, they cheated. And there are the former players that played in that era who are like, oh, I didn't take steroids. Well, what can I tell you, pal? I would have taken them.
I mean, look, if you're getting in, if it was the Sedano Hall of Fame, I mean, Barry Bonds definitely in. Roger Clemens definitely in. As much as I love Don Mattingly, he's not a Hall of Famer. It's just his career at the end was not worthy offensively.
How about Albert Bell?
Yes. He's the only player to ever hit 50 home runs and 50 doubles in one season.
Okay. How about Dale Murphy?
Maybe Dale Murphy. Maybe. Maybe. I'd have to look closer at the numbers. Fred McGriff, to me, is...
Fred McGriff,
he was always on the cusp.
The crime dog.
Yeah. I mean, he's got one of the greatest TV commercials in the history of TV commercials. One of those like really cheesy produced baseball.
Tom and Mansky, defensive drills.
Hello, I am Fred McGriff. You know, he like was reading it and it was like so funny.
Yeah. I think the crime dog is in. I'd get him in.
Curt Schilling?
No, I'm out on
Schilling. No, I'm out on Curt Schilling. First of all, Curt Schilling's like numbers, like regular season numbers. I know he had the amazing World Series stuff, but his regular season numbers are, compared to Hall of Fame guys, somewhat pedestrian, to be honest with you.
Really? They walk?
That was pedestrian. A really bad dad joke. Like that took me a minute, and even once I got it, it was bad.
Pedestrian.
Yeah, I mean, Palmeiro to me is the interesting one. Because, you know what? If I'm getting in Bonds and Clemens, Palmeiro deserves to be in there.
I don't know. I really need to look at Rafael Palmeiro's career numbers.
Oh,
I don't remember.
569 home runs. Mm-hmm. What did he do? What else?
Solid mustache.
Over 3,000 hits. Yeah.
Guess I forgot about that. Sorry, Rafi.
Yeah.
Missed those 3,000 hits. My bad, dog.
Rafi is actually the way he was described. That was his nickname. Yeah. Rafi Palmeiro.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Linz, go ahead. Yeah.
All right, so whatever. People Magazine has crowned actor Chris Evans as this year's sexiest man alive. He's the 34th star to receive the honor, which last year was given to his Avengers co-star Paul Rudd. Other stars from superhero film series to have been honored as recipients are Ryan Reynolds and Chris Hemsworth. And additional past honorees include musicians John Legend and Adam Levine, actors Dwayne Johnson, Idris Elba, Richard Gere, and Channing Tatum, and soccer player David Beckham. The actor said that he expects the Sexiest Man Alive Award to be a milestone for him, saying, quote, "It's something that as I become old and saggy, I can look back on and say, I remember way back then."
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that Chris Evans is worthy of this award? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to swipe left and say no, I don't.
What?
No, I do not.
I'm with you, Cap.
Now, let me
Captain
tell you something.
Captain America?
Well, let me tell you something. On the cover of People Magazine...
He's Cap!
I understand.
He's the real Cap!
On the cover of People Magazine, it says, Sexiest Man Alive.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever did his hair, phenomenal job of making
phenomenal.
It look messy. Right, making it look messy, but it's really all organized. The growth of the beard is like a 3 or 4 day thing that looks really sharp on this guy. He's got this cool tattoo on his right trap. He's wearing this t-shirt that looks kind of dirty, but it's also super fashionable.
Yeah.
He's got it tucked in a little bit in the front so you can see his belt, and he looks like he's in pretty good shape. This guy is hot. I grant you that. But for him to be the sexiest man alive, you got to be on my radar. I wouldn't have known that he was Captain America until you just told me. So
I mean,
congratulations,
Cap. Oh, for
the
love of God. He has to be on your radar. Your radar stinks. You don't know anybody.
It's just limited, you know? I mean, Chris Evans, you're hot, bro. I got it.
I don't think he's that hot. I said if I saw him walking down the street, he would not even catch my eye.
Oh really?
Wow. Who would catch your eye? Who would be your sexiest man?
I mean,
man
The Rock, Channing Tatum, even Richard Gere. Like, those guys definitely. Even Paul
Richard
Rudd.
Gere?
Yeah, Richard Gere was a
Paul
babe.
Rudd.
Like, right now, though?
I mean, when he won it, it was like 10 years ago.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, it was probably longer than that. But my
Richard Gere walking down the street, I'd be like, he's a handsome older man. Mm-hmm. I feel like Chris Evans is just the guy. That's all.
He's cute, but not sexiest man alive. Cute.
Okay, yeah. Who's you, Laura? Who's your sexiest man alive?
Ooh, Michael B. Jordan.
B. Jordan's a good one.
He's hot, man.
He is hot.
He's hot. The Rock.
The Rock should
The Rock and
every
Channing
year.
Tatum. Channing Tatum and The Rock are both very good.
Channing Tatum is used to be like the. Now he's hot, but not.
But The Rock, he should just win it every year.
I mean, he is gorgeous.
Really, you guys think the hot
Jamie
the
Fox
is that
for
hot,
some
huh?
reason? I think he's just like super handsome for his age.
What do you mean for his age? Hold on a second.
I mean, he's older, bro. Jamie Foxx is older.
I mean, The Rock is about the same age, isn't he?
I mean, but it's The Rock. It's just a different level.
The Rock doesn't even age. He looks the same now as he did 10 years ago, but he's like more muscular.
Yeah.
I love The Rock. I love The Rock. I just didn't know he was that hot.
Oh, I feel like most women would agree. I remember Ramona was in here the one day, and she was just like, she was like, oh, man, it's too hot in here. Just talking about The Rock. Like,
oh, really?
He's
just talking about him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Chris Evans this year, last year was Paul Rudd. I mean, Paul Rudd, though.
No, I think Paul Rudd is only because of the roles he plays in movies.
He's like Boy Next Door.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan was the year before that.
Oof, yes.
John Legend the year before that.
Nah,
now, John Legend, I understand.
I don't.
Because here's why.
A voice?
My man can spin a tune, okay?
Okay.
The music part is sexy.
It is, but
Idris Elba before that.
Oh, yeah. That's
Blake
one.
Shelton, I guess, the music thing
No, thank you.
What the Rock was 2016.
So the one guy, the music, the other guy, not the music? If they're musicians, chicks probably dig these guys.
That's what I just said. Idris the music
Elba,
there, too.
Yeah. Idris Elba's an actor. So
yeah, Idris Elba, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, David Beckham in 2015, Chris Hemsworth in 24. Wow, Chris Hemsworth looks like dreamy in this one. Holy moly.
He's
Adam Levine in 2013.
I get it.
No, I don't.
Really?
I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it. I feel like he's a guy that like a lot of women are like, oh.
Oh, the bad boy thing?
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. You know who's going to wind up winning this one year and it's going to really piss me off?
Bradley Cooper in 2011.
Oh, he's
like,
cute.
Like Pete Davidson.
Oh, hell
no.
He's going to win this one year. And I'm going to be like, gross, dude.
Hugh Jackman in 2008. Matt Damon in 2007.
Hugh Jackman's hot.
Clooney in 2006. Clooney. McConaughey in 2005.
Who's the guy, the Aquaman guy? He's hot.
Jason Momoa.
Oh. He hasn't won it.
He never won it.
Johnny Depp has won it multiple times, apparently. I'm looking here.
Yeah, Jason.
Just give it to The Rock every year and call
Brad
it.
Brad Pitt back in 2000. Richard Gere, 1999.
Yeah, I told you it was a while ago.
It was a long time ago. Yeah.
He was a babe.
Clooney in 97. Clooney's also a multiple time winner. Denzel, Brad Pitt won a couple times. Richard Gere apparently in 93 too. Nick Nolte, what are we doing here in 1992?
Nolte, hold on a second. I kind of get it.
48 hours was hot.
Nick
dude.
Nolte?
Yeah, I kind of get it.
48 hours.
No way.
Yeah, 15 come on.
Or what was it, 20 years ago?
Longer than that. 20 years ago.
48 hours was great.
What year was it?
By the way, Beto just says not one Latin lover on the people's sexiest.
Unacceptable.
Thing list.
That's unacceptable.
Fair criticism.
Romeo Bad Santos Bunny is should gorgeous. Be on there.
Yeah.
Wait, Google Romeo Nick Nolte 1992 and you'll get it.
We sexy people, Beto says. He's true.
We are. He's right.
Yeah. 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 You know what, People Magazine? What the hell? Mm. Where's the Latino?
Well, right. I mean, you can't just have the sexiest person on Personas magazine.
What is like? Yeah, exactly. What Gael Bernard Garcia, right? Garcia Bernal. Gael. Yeah, Gael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Romeo Santos is honestly very handsome.
Yeah.
What about Los Bukis?
I mean, they're my mom's era. I'm sure she thought so back in the day. I definitely don't.
All right. That is Radio Tinder, which has been a complete like off the rails, like just free for all. But it was fun.
I had a good time.
Yeah. All right, it's always brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila. Made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com. Up your game and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. All right, let's get back to this Ohtani thing. We're going to do role play. You're going to be Artie, and I'm going to be me buying the team, okay?
Okay, I'm in.
All right, we'll do that next. New edition, man. Now, that's a boy band right there.
I'm some grown-ass men right there.
Well, they are grown now. Can you name all the New Edition guys?
No. Probably like get a couple
hard.
Get a couple here, maybe. Like, is Bobby Brown in New Edition?
Bobby Brown, there you go.
How about like Keith Sweat?
No.
You not in there?
Started off well, Cappy.
Okay, so I'm one for two.
But I give it to you.
I'm one for two.
You get three strikes. You get three strikes. Go.
Can I have a hint?
A trio. They were also a famous trio.
Right. Not like the Boys to Men guys.
No. Is that a guess? An official guess?
I guess it is. I can't remember. But once you tell me, I'm going to be pissed because I'm going to be like, yes, I knew that.
Well, you got one. I'll give you the ding for that.
Okay, Bobby Brown. No Keith Sweat. Give me another hint. They're a trio.
I just said they're a trio. They were a trio. Please.
Belle Biv DeVoe?
Yes! You got one more strike.
What do you mean? That's four.
No, bro. There's more.
There's five dudes?
Yeah. There was five, and then eventually they added another guy, which I'll even give you if you go with it.
Was that Keith Sweat?
No.
How about Al B. Shore?
No, that's it. You're done.
Okay.
Ralph Tresvant is the other guy. And
never would have gotten that.
They added Johnny Gill.
Oh, Johnny Gill is what I meant.
Yeah.
Johnny Gill. He's the country music guy, right?
No, he's not. Mm-mm.
Who's that?
Vince Gill.
Oh, really? Vince Gill? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Belle Biv DeVoe. Poison.
That's what I said. Poison.
I know. BBD.
All right, so you ready to be Artie Moreno?
All right, I'm in.
Okay, so you're Artie Moreno.
Okay.
I am prospective buyer, leader of the group to buy the Angels, George Sedano.
Okay, nice to meet you.
All right, Artie, I want to buy the Angels with my group.
Have you seen the Forbes list?
I have. It says you're worth $2.2 billion.
Okay.
I'm willing to give you $2.5 billion.
Okay.
Are you in?
Is that it? Just a straight transaction? You're buying as is, stadium the way it is, Ohtani on the roster, Trout on the roster?
Yeah, I mean, I'd prefer you to trade Ohtani. But you know what? Actually, now that I think about it, I just want to buy the team because I just want to I want to put in my own general manager, and I want to make a deal. I want to trade Ohtani and see if Trout will waive his no-trade clause, and we're just going to start over because your team stinks, Artie. Sorry.
Okay, $2.5 billion is your offer, correct?
Yeah.
What would you say to $4 billion?
No, I'm out. Good luck.
Okay, because I think I can get more than 2.5.
Okay, I don't think you can.
You know that the Washington Commanders, you know, obviously Daniel Snyder, there's been a report that he's going to put the team up for sale. Mm-hmm. They estimate that that could be like a $5.5 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the NFL, though.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, each time a transaction happens in a sport, all of the teams, not just in that league, but every team rises.
Oh, no, I understand that, but you're in Anaheim, bro.
Not only are you in Anaheim.
You're not the Dodgers.
Totally true. No matter how many times you've changed your name, from California Angels to Anaheim Angels.
To the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Whack.
To then just killing Anaheim.
Do you remember that, when they were the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim?
Like, it was so embarrassing. Remember? Like, the people of Anaheim are like, what?
Yeah. Really? If I were someone from Anaheim, I would have been super annoyed by that.
Right. Like, that would be like the Los Angeles Chargers of San Diego. Right? I mean, come on. So,
well, it actually would have been the other way. Oh, no. Yeah, because it was the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, right? So, yeah, it would have been that. You're right.
But the thing is this. The Angels are it's a complex transaction, in my opinion.
Why so complex?
Because you...
Because I think you should trade Ohtani.
But the baseball part of it aside for one moment, the stadium is a huge problem.
Right. Well, they need a new stadium.
Well, right.
But maybe I can get the people in Long Beach to finally get that deal done.
Well... The point I'm trying to make is that what
I'm
buying.
But here's the thing, Artie. If you sell me the team for 2.5, I may still have a little left over to build a stadium.
Yeah, I don't know if you're gonna have enough to build a stadium.
You never know. What if I got the money?
Well, it is going to require somebody who's ultra wealthy, and I mean, I guess that goes without saying, and super patient to fix this whole thing. I'll tell you the guy who should buy the team.
Who?
Steve Ballmer.
Hmm.
I mean,
I don't know if he's a big baseball guy, but he certainly got the money. There's no question about that.
Not only does he have the money, but now he's got the proof of concept to say, I'm going to build a new facility.
Right. That's actually, you know what, Cappy? Every once in a while, you hit one out of the park. See what I did there?
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Now, Steve Ballmer's probably listening right now going, oh, yeah, smart guy. You got $5 billion you want to play around with?
Yeah, but we're not. Steve, it's not $5 billion, bro. Trust me.
Well, I mean, by the time you get done buying the team and then you go build a stadium, you're in for half a bill.
That, you're right. No, Steve, he's right. It's going to be like five.
Yeah. So now I've just gone from Artie Moreno to Steve Ballmer. Did you notice the transition?
Yeah.
I mean, could you tell the difference in the dialect and the voice? I mean, it's like a real impressionist up here. You know?
Yeah, they just need this thing that they can't trade Ohtani. I mean, well, then you can't sign him either, which is what you're telling us. I just think the whole thing is a bunch of shenanigans.
Wouldn't it be interesting, though, if Artie Moreno did sign Ohtani or a 10-year?
By the way, I wish I did have like billions like that. Like, I would totally buy a team.
Oh, dude, you want a team if you have the money don't need the money.
Yeah, right. No, but that's the deal. Like, if you're a fan, you want an owner or an ownership group that is okay spending a lot of money. Like, that it's a toy. It's not like the resource for income.
No, but it is the most incredible investment in the world.
Oh, it's like some of the most scarcest assets ever.
Right. And they all go. Listen, when Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers for $2 billion, it was earth shattering. And then when you see a team like the Carolina Panthers wind up selling for like $4 billion, that's why the Commanders are going to be over $5 billion. Yeah. And it's why the Angels might be more like $3
billion. Yeah, maybe like three.
Baseball team, $3 billion. I buy a Little League team for $30.
Well, you tried that one time. It didn't go so well for you. You were like 1-19 or something.
0-19.
Oh, 0-19. Sorry.
0-19 until we got to 2-19.
Yeah.
And then I think we finished like 2-21.
Yeah.
It's a bad year.
Yeah, but you finished 500 in those last four.
That's right. That's right. Good outlook right there, George. Very positive.
A little positive spin. We ended the season on a high note.
Yep, sure did.
We were competitive by the end.
Maybe that'll be the Lakers. That was cheap. That was low. That was wrong. That was wrong.
But it was funny. But it could be both things at the same time. It could be, yes, it was wrong and low-hanging fruit and also funny. Generally, I'm not a low-hanging fruit laugher, but that one was funny. That one was funny. I mean, geez.
For the love of God.
Don't get me started on those guys again.
Really? You done with them for today? You've had enough Laker talk
for today?
I don't
even know. Like, at some point, do we just, like, tap out on the Lakers if they're just this keeps happening?
Like, I was going to ask that. Like, how many days are we going to talk about how bad the Lakers are?
Oh, my God. It's already annoying me today.
Like, it happened last season at the end of the season.
10 games into the season. Right. And I'm annoyed already.
Right. It happened at the end of last season, but that was just, like, the tail end of the season. And we
right.
were all
at least
like,
at the beginning, it was kind of like they were kind of, like, 500-ish for the most part. And, like, it was fine. And now it's just like, man. And by the way, former LeBron teammate and former Laker champion weighing in on the state of the Lakers, and particularly LeBron James. One LeBron Raymond James, Scott Kaplan. We'll tell you who and what next.